Hello, this is The Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Fight for Future announced its new campaign that calls for Congress to investigate Amazon's surveillance empire, powered by Ring. The petition is the nonprofit organization's formal response to how Amazon is now helping more than 500 police departments around the country build their surveillance networks with Ring doorbell cameras. Fight for the Future said this practice is a threat to civil liberties, privacy, and security, and Amazon can't be trusted to protect people. The campaign has secured more than 10,000 signatures so far, which is only a couple of thousand signatures shy of its goal of 12,000 signatures. The United Kingdom's Advertising Standards Authority recently ruled that a particular Amazon payment page was misleading and could have led people to sign up for Amazon Prime inadvertently. 10 people complained to the ASA about this part of the checkout process before the council began its investigation. The ASA later said the page should not appear in its current form again and that options related to signing up for Prime must be presented clearly in the future. Samsung showcases a new folding phone concept. A video shows a smartphone that folds at the center, closing on itself. Has a thinner body than the Samsung Galaxy Fold, and Samsung has not revealed details of an actual product, only noting that it is exploring the design. The firm has also announced upcoming changes to its One UI Android skin. It promises better reachability, animated icons, and even more. EU regulators are probing Apple's digital payments service over potential antitrust violations, reports the Reuters. The European Commission is reaching out to merchants, asking whether Apple has contractually mandated on its Apple Pay service in apps and on the web. The European Commission also wants to know if e-commerce applications have been rejected from the App Store for not supporting Apple Pay. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.